So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes regarding the Mishnah Mesechtas Arla that states, Arla halacha. The Issa Arla applies even in Chutz La'aretz through a halacha. Shmuel holds Hilchos Medina. The people merely accepted it upon themselves to be stringent and it is only midrabanan. While Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is halacha l'moish misinai and therefore midaraisa. But even so, the Mishnah is lenient regarding Suffolk Arla in that Yerid v'lekeach ubavat shalei renu lekeit. In Chutz La'aretz, one may ask a non-Jew to pick Suffolk Arla fam, provided that he does not observe the non-Jew actually pick it, because kach nemer sveika mutter vado aser. The halacha l'moish misinai was only for vadli Arla, but not for Suffolk Arla. The Gemara cites yet a third opinion. Amri charifa de pumbedisa ein Arla b'chutz La'aretz. There is no Issa Arla at all in Chutz La'aretz. And they concur with Rabbi Eleza HaGadol, who holds in Arla b'chutz La'aretz because it is a chayvus karka. The Gemara continues. Amr b'asi amr b'yechanan, leikin ala klaim dva taira. Someone who plans klaim b'chutz La'aretz is punished with malchus because it's midday raisa. The Gemara asks, v'anantanana klaim midday reisayfrim, the Mishnah in Arla rules that it's only midrabanan. The Gemara answers, loikasha, kam b'kla hakerim, kam b'hakavas ha'ilan. The Mishnah refers to the klai hakerim. This is not to plant grapes together with another fruit, which in Chutz La'aretz is only midrabanan, because it is chayves karka. And Rabbi Yechon refers to hakavas ha'ilan. The is not to graft two fruit trees together, which in Chutz La'aretz is midereisa, even though it is a chayves karka, because as Shmuel cites the pasuk, behem tucholi sarbiya klayim, sod tucholi sizra klayim. The pasuk compares the is klaim of harkava, grafting, which is done with complete trees, to the iser klaim of harva, breeding, which is done with complete animals. And just as the iser behem applies even to chutz la'aretz because it is a chayvus haguf, so to the iser harkava applies even to chutz la'aretz, even though it's chayvus karka. However, the pasuk specifies sadcha, your field, which implies only in Eretz Yisrael, lemuti zroim shebechutz la'aretz, to exclude the Isser Klai HaKerem that applies only in Eretz Yisrael but not in Chutz La'aretz, because it is only through Zriya of seeds but not Harkava of complete plants. The Gemara relates an incident. Rav Yosef Ma'arav Bizrani Bizara. Rav Yosef in Chutz La'aretz mixed the seeds of two different fruits and he planted them. Abai asked Rav Yosef, Va'anan Tanana Klayim and Devi Seifrim. The Mishnah in Arla rules that Klayim in Chutz La'aretz is forbidden in Drabbanan. Rav Yosef replied, Loi Kasha. The Mishnah refers to klai hakerem, the ba'aretz asurim b'hanah. In Eretz Yisrael, these klayim fruits are prohibited for all benefits. Therefore, b'chutz la'aretz nami, gazer b'rabbanan. Even the chutz la'aretz rabban initiated that it is forbidden to plant klai hakerem. However, klai zroim, the ba'aretz la'asir b'hanah. In Eretz Yisrael, these klayim fruits are prohibited only for eating. Therefore, b'chutz la'aretz nami, le'gazer b'rabbanan. In chutz la'aretz rabbanan did not forbid one to plant klai zroim. To summarize the Isser Klaim in Chutz La'aretz, Klai Behema Asa Midei Raisa, Harkava Se'ilon Asa Midei Raisa, Klai Akerim Asa Midrabanan, Klai Zroim Mutter. Zok the Mishnah, Kala Isa Mitzvah Achas, Mativen Loi Umarichen Loi Yamav V'Noich Lesa Aretz. If a person fulfills even one mitzvah, he receives reward in Olam Hazeh, in this world, he merits long life, and receives reward in Olam Haba, in the next world. If a person does not fulfill one mitzvah, he does not receive reward in Olam Hazeh, he does not live long, and he does not receive reward in Olam Haba. The Gemara questions from the well-known Mishnah Mesechtas Peah, which we see every morning. For the following mitzvahs, one enjoys benefits in Olam Hazeh, yet receives his complete reward in Olam Haba. Elu hein, kibud av ve'eim, v'gemilas chasadim, v'achnasas arichim, v'avoh sholem b'edonim l'chabeira, v'samot teri k'neged kulam. The Mishnah implies, however, that regarding all other mitzvahs, one does not receive reward in both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda explains that actually, for all mitzvahs, one receives reward in both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. However, our Mishnah is teaching that regarding most mitzvahs, this is if kol o'itza mitzvah achas yisir az chuyaysa mativin loy, v'day mekimishim mekayim kol teri kulam. If one fulfills an extra mitzvah by which his total mitzvahs now outweigh his averis, he's rewarded in both worlds as one who fulfilled the whole Torah. If he does not fulfill an extra mitzvah and his mitzvahs are equal to his averis, he's not rewarded in both worlds. However, the Mishnah of Peah teaches that with one of those mitzvahs, even in Moisa Shkula, Machras, even if his mitzvahs are only equal to his averis, he's rewarded in both worlds as one who fulfilled the whole Torah. The Gemara now questions this concept of reward in both worlds from the following braisa. If a person mitzvahs outweigh his averus, he receives punishment for his averus in oil mazeh, to the extent that b'dayma kemisha sarv kol ha'tarah kula, v'lo yishayim imen afalo isachas, as if he transgressed the entire Torah. As Rashi explains, this is done so that he will receive only reward in oil haba. If his averus outweigh his mitzvahs, he receives reward for his mitzvahs in oil mazeh, to the extent that b'dayma kemisha kaim kol ha'tarah kula, v'lo yichisor isachas mimena, as if he fulfilled the entire Torah. This is done so that he will receive only punishment in Olam Haba. Apparently, the tzaddik receives no reward in this world. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, there's no contradiction. Our Mishnah agrees with the Braisa, the Avdin Le Yom Tav, the Yom Bish. Now, we have a Machlekes Rashi B'Tosis in the understanding of Abaye's answer. According to Rashi, the Mishnah agrees with the Braisa in that there is no reward in Olam Hazeh, and the Braisa is actually an explanation of the Mishnah. That which the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'isa mitzah achas yisera al-zachiyesa metim alai," is explained in the Braisa as, "Kol shazachiyesa merubim abonaisa merian lai." The merian lai is actually metim alai. His punishment, oil mazeh, is actually yom tav, to his benefit, so that he will receive only reward in oil mabah. And that which the Mishnah says, "V'chol she'ein ha'isa mitzah achas ein metim alai," is explained in the Braisa as, "V'chol shavonaisa merubim zachiyesa metim alai." The metim alai is actually ein metim alai. His reward in oil mazeh is actually yom bish, to his detriment, so that he will receive only punishment in Oil Maba. According to Taisvis, however, the Mishnah and Braisa agree in that there is reward in Oil Mazeh. And the Mishnah agrees with the concept of the Braisa, but they are referring to different parts as follows. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha'isa mitzah achas yisera zechayesa mitim alai." The tzaddik generally has Yom Tav. He has it good in this world as part of his reward. However, the Braisa adds, "Kol ha'isa zechayesa merubim abonaisa merian alai." The tzaddik will occasionally have a Yom Bish, a bad day, to atone for his sins. The Mishnah then says, "B'chol she'eino isa mitzah achas eima tivan loy." The Rasha generally has yom bish. He has it bad in this world as part of his punishment. However, the Braisa adds, "B'chol shavan isa merub mischiesa mitivan loy." The Rasha will occasionally have a yom tav, a good day, to be rewarded for his mitzvahs. Rava says that there is actually machlekes, and the Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, who holds schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. One does not receive reward for mitzvahs in oil mazeh, only in oil haba. While our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Peah hold, Schar Mitzvah b'hai alma ikka, one does receive Schar Mitzvah even in Olam Hazeh. And the Braisa elaborates, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, "Ein l'chol kol mitzvah mitzvah sheksuv b'Torah, shematan schar b'tzida, she'en t'chiyas ha'mesin t'luya ba." Wherever the Torah mentions Schar from a mitzvah, it refers only to Olam Haba after t'chiyas ha'mesin, as the Pasuk of Kibbutz Avim states, "L'man yarichin yomecha u'l'man yitav lach," and this is understood as "L'olam shekulei toiv," in the world that is only good, la'olam shekulei arach, and the world that the days are long. However, there is no schar mitzvah in oil mazeh. Rabbi Yaakov came to this conclusion based on an incident he witnessed. Sh'amalei aviv, ala labira, v'havali gazalis. Someone instructed his son to climb a ladder and bring some hatchlings. V'ala labira, v'shalach hazaim, v'not lesabonim. The son climbed the ladder, first sent away the mother bird and thereby also fulfilled the mitzvah of sheluach hakein, and he took the gazalis. V'chazirasa enough full of mess. Upon his return, he fell and died. How was the son rewarded for both mitzvahs? Therefore, it must be l'man yitav lach l'olam shekulei toiv, l'man yarichin yomecha l'olam shekulei arach. This profound topic continues into the next daf.